Darren is here. It really felt like the championship yesterday, didn't it? Like a proper championship Sunday. Yeah. Maybe the sun shining had something to do with it, but I suppose the fair wasn't too bad either.
Yeah, well, after all the rain we've had over the last few weeks, it was definitely strange seeing people in shorts and t-shirts over the weekend, wasn't it? But a welcome return to that attire and an extraordinary, I think, weekend across all sports, really. We'd comebacks, collapses, controversy, and some cracking matches, most importantly, as well. One of the games of the day yesterday, that match in Ennis, Limerick coming from behind to beat Clare, 9 points down at one stage. They rallied in the second half, and just what you'd expect from Limerick with this wonderful track record over the last 4 or 5 years. And I think the one stat that'll probably tell you all you need to know here is they outscored their opponents 3-6 to 3 points in that final quarter. Remarkable hurling. As we know, great rivals and a rare championship win for Limerick and Ennis too. It's first one in almost 40 years. But Garrett Hegarty was playing down the significance of that when he spoke to Martin Kiley.
Without a doubt, that was a great victory. But look, 75, 80 minutes hurling is a long, long, long time. We knew at half time we weren't in a great position, but we didn't panic. We knew there was a long way to go, and we knew if we kept plucking away, I know it's a cliche, that we were confident enough that if we kept going the way we were going the first half into the second half, that opportunities would create themselves. We had plenty of opportunities the first half that we didn't take. We knew if we took them in the second half that we'd be there or thereabouts.
From your point of view, you know, winning here today, what sort of a platform foundation does that put for you?
It gives us 2 points, you know, before we go into Tipperary next week, and it's as simple as that. You know, there's obviously unbelievable tradition between Limerick and Clare over the years, but at the end of the day, it's just 2 points. And you have to move on to next week. Tipperary are waiting for us. They had no game today. You know, they're coming in fresh next week. They're obviously going to analyse that game. They're here watching it today. You know, they're going to see what we were doing. But all it does is give us 2 points. It gives us a great opportunity again next week to put ourselves in a great position, though.
Come on, Garrod, now. That was more than 2 points.
It gives us 2 points.
Local bragging rights is everything down there, isn't it, Rachel?
Stop it, enough now, yeah. Enough.
Waterford beat Cork, another cracking match, 225 to 125. In Leinster, Dublin scored 2 late goals. They drew with Wexford, Kilkenny and Galway got wins over Antrim and Carlow. In football, Mayo beat Roscommon. Tyrone got the better of Cavan after extra time. Great comeback there by Cavan. 8 down at one stage, rallied, went extra time, lost by a point. But what one observation for me, I was on duty for Sunday Sport yesterday, so you're working across both the hurling and the football, and you have all the monitors in front of you, and you're... I really, something that resonated with me was the fact that the difference between the two competitions, you know, you had Cavan and Derry involved in great games over the weekend, both lost, but they're still in the championship. But then in the hurling, you know, the perfect example there is Clare and Cork losing at the weekend. And on next weekend, everything is on the line. So, you know, I was just wondering, and I put this to Eamon Fitzmaurice when I spoke to him a short time ago, how he feels about that hurling is just, you know, it's so instant and everything's on the line and the football isn't. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, look, I think, Darren, in fairness with the hurling, that in particular the Munster Hurling Championship, the fact that number one, the teams are of such an even standard. And then as well that there's that, you know, the word we use so much during the championship last year, that there's that serious jeopardy there straight away. You know, next weekend now, that game in Páirc Uí Chaoimh between Cork and Clare is a huge game because whichever one of those teams loses, obviously, under huge pressure. And both of those teams at the start of the championship, you know, even before the ball was thrown in yesterday morning, they would have had big ambitions with regard to the whole thing. So it does show, I suppose, it's almost like, even though it is a league format, it is almost like that old school championship, whereas with the football, it is a bit of a slower burn at the start. We are getting great games, in fairness, and there has been good games already in the provincial series, and there's been a couple of shocks thrown up as well. But there is a different dynamic about it, and you probably don't get that real sense of do or die until the preliminary quarterfinals with the way things are staged at the moment. But for me personally, the way I'm looking at it this year, Darren, I was kind of looking down the track like nearly everyone else all the time last year, particularly when it was a new format. But I'm kind of approaching it of just going to the games and enjoying them on merit week in, week out this year. And as the jeopardy kicks in, then really, really get stuck into it at that stage.
So are you maybe being patient with these structures and giving them some time to see if they do work?
Yeah, there is an element of that. But, I, you know, like I said, last year we were probably all trying to get used to it, and we kept looking down the tracks as in when our teams actually going to start falling away. And it almost, for me personally, it almost took from the enjoyment of it. Whereas this year, I am going to be a bit more patient and a bit more relaxed about it. And like I said, the focus of going to the games and just enjoying the games for what they are. And it's been working for me so far, Darren. But okay. I can't promise it'll stay like that.
Yeah, yeah. Look, at this, some great football at the weekend. I know Donegal will take a lot of the headlines. But for you, who were the teams that caught your eye?
Well, I think Donegal, absolutely. That was a huge win. And, you know, it's an interesting pattern, again, when you're talking about just the way the thing is all structured, that three of the four teams that lifted silverware in Croke Park a couple of weeks ago and the weekend of the league finals, they lost games in their provincial championships subsequently in games they would have been probably fancied to win. So Donegal are the only outlier. They won the Division 2 final, but they also beat Derry last weekend. So that was a massive win for Donegal. Derry looked a bit off it. Donegal deserved massive credit. You know, I think that they were probably the story of the weekend. Obviously, that Tyrone Cavan game was a great game yesterday. Kerry looked a bit rusty on Saturday, but got the job done. And similarly, Mayo yesterday got the job done. So you know, we're into two provincial finals already now in Munster and Connacht.
And finally, have you a bit of sympathy for Tyrone? They, after extra time, have to do it all again next weekend. A lot of pressure on them now, isn't there?
There is. It's a hugely quick turnaround for them. I heard Matty Donnelly, you know, in the first hour there, talking about, you know, the sore bodies and the fact that they had to dig so deep to win the match. So having that much of a quick turnaround within a week again is going to be demanding for them. But at the same time, they'll prefer to be in that situation rather than having been beaten, and they'll have a great battle now with Donegal again next weekend.
I wonder, Darren, though, if you're out, as Derry are at this stage, and you've peaked all the way throughout the league, are you better off with a break now before the last 16?
That's the train of thought. That is the train of thought, that maybe, you know, especially in Ulster, where it's just dog eat dog, isn't it?
Where I'm sure there's a lot of sympathy for Tyrone.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I feel that it's tough on them. They were literally legless at the end of the game yesterday.
Week on week for games, and then a 4-week break. Mm. Maybe you might be better off.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly, I think Derry are still going to be one of the teams to beat. I really do. I think that, as you said, that break will do them the world of good. The TG Cahir Ladies Football Championship also got underway at the weekend in Leinster. Yesterday, wins for Dublin and Meath. In the FA Cup, Coventry almost pulled one of the great comebacks of the FA Cup. Came from 3-0 down to draw 3-3 with Manchester United. Had a big shot of a goal in extra time, ruled out by VAR. United won the penalty shootout. The other big talking point came following Everton's 2-0 win against Nottingham Forest. Big win for them in terms of the relegation places. But Forest, unhappy. They had three penalty claims turned down, and they used social media to question the video assistant referee, who they say is a Luton Town fan. I look back at these chances, the penalty shouts this morning. Certainly two out of the three. The three, you've seen them given this season, but two out of the three were definitely penalties.
I wonder, is relegation in the Premiership going to be decided in the courts?
It could well be. It could well be between administration and VAR. Liverpool won against Fulham 3-1. Also wins there for Aston Villa and Crystal Palace. On the PGA Tour, the RBC Heritage event will be completed today. Nine players couldn't finish their rounds. Looks like Scotty Scheffler is going to win that one there. Good finishes though for Seamus Power. He's playing the 18th actually, but he's tied for 12th. Rory finished his tournament on 7 under par. And in the Chevron Classic, there's the first major of the year win there for Nelly Korda. Stephanie Meadow tied 30th. And finally, Róisín Iarán won a silver medal in the 100 metre butterfly at the European Swimming Championships in Madeira.
Darren, thank you. 8:43.